Greetings and salutations. I'm Kid Fury, and I just want to remind you about our sponsors at Hulu Plus. As always, friends, if you go to HuluPlus.com/3, you can take advantage of an awesome extended free trial. Although it's usually $7.99 a month, you can go over that link right now and get free access to loads and loads of amazing video content. So try it out. Let us know what you think. But for now, we're going to get our show started. And here we go. Back again. Whatever.
For another episode of The Damn Read.
Yeah, whatever. I'm Taterhead.
And I'm David Banner.
And this is that show.
Yep, it is.
And hey, girl.
Hey, boy.
All right, awesome. So let's do the hot topics.
Okay.
Great. So first of this week, I figure we'll just start with trash and then like transition somehow into
classier things. Okay.
So first things first, apparently that light-skinned Kappa that was fucking Fantasia while he was married is back with his wife.
That man is a Kappa?
Girl, you didn't know that from the very beginning?
No, I sure didn't. What the shit?
Yeah. Okay. I feel like he's like a proud, he probably has brands and I feel like he's a proud Kappa.
Okay, well that's fine. I don't have anything against Kappas. I just was surprised. So I'm just leave it at that.
Okay, great. So, and also Kappas. He works at T-Mobile.
Oh,
at least he's got a new job.
I mean, well, that's so, yeah, so what did he, but what's going on with Fantasia and her baby daddy?
Well, apparently he's back with his wife now. There's so, okay, listen, like I'm not even doing this with you. I don't know what the rumors have been ever since we last heard about this couple, because I really don't care.
I don't even know how old like, that baby is, that baby with Fantasia. I don't even know how old he I think it's a boy.
I didn't know she had one.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Or, well, yes, I did. I forgot. I just don't care.
Yeah.
So,
he's officially back with his wife?
I guess there were, like, rumors that he was back with her for a while, and then he posted something, like, on Facebook that said, say what you want on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or any other social site. But this, mind you, I don't think that he can spell very well.
Okay, so, well, I mean, he was dating Fantasia, so it probably rubbed off.
But this be Hasbro with me through thick and thin. And I don't care what you say. This is the original Bonnie and Clyde. You fickle chicks, take note, run away. And then he says, like Versimmons, which, how does anyone reach for a quote from him?
What?
No shade. Say, like Versimmons say, this is my boo thing, my wifey, I can't get enough. I don't know what song he's even talking about. And then he posted a picture of the two of them, and some people were like,
but who cares? I'm like,
I guess a couple of people felt like it was tacky or something because then he ended up deleting it. I don't really know. Whatever. But I just don't. The problem here is that this is just terribly. The spelling is just god awful and the grammatical errors are at an all time high.
I'm sure.
And I kind of feel like he called her a bitch.
Right. I got that whole, did you just call me a bitch vibe from that, this the photo caption or whatever. But it's just like, of all the niggas in the world to preach about Bonnie and Clyde and me and my boo is so tough and we ride for each other and all this, like the nigga who cheated with Fantasia and got her pregnant, I just don't feel like that is really your space. That is not really the lane God designed for your trifling ass.
Didn't he like ping pong his beige ass in between both of them for like the longest time, and then like, she was in the hospital and damn near killed herself, then you got her pregnant, she had a baby, and then you was back with her, and then you back for like,
you made your, like, I mean, like, you drug your wife through a whole bunch of bullshit behind Fantasia, who is talented, but like, girl, doesn't make the best decisions, and everybody knows it. So for this,
including you, clearly,
right, including you. So this whole situation is just like, I mean, I'm already tired of couples who get on the internet and stunt like their relationship is just so great. And
I mean, look what y'all have on. Look at this very photograph. Look what y'all have on. You have on a black polo that is no doubt from your job, and she's wearing something
That looks like the very finest that you can get at Ross Dress for Less. That's exactly what that looks like. And that's fine if you shop at Ross. There's nothing wrong with shopping at Ross. But don't put you and your boo on the internet like y'all some kind of Jay-Z and Beyonce or Barack and Michelle.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Like, girl, please shut the fuck up. Like, you can say whatever you want
to. And it's classless that you even posted this photograph in the first place, because we know all the shit that you put this woman through and that you put Fantasia through. And both of them were dumb when they were dealing with you in the first motherfucking place.
And the fact that she still talks to you lets me further know she's an idiot, because there ain't no way in hell you could put me through the shit that Fantasia's baby daddy put his wife through. And I'm just going to sit and everybody, smile with your ass on Instagram, nigga.
Just stay the fuck off of Love and Hip Hop. That's all I care, because this is exactly, this looks like a read letter. That's what, this is what I'm looking at right now. You guys, get your, this is a fuck boy, and I just don't even know how this is even taking place. Like, why? And we don't care. Just leave us alone.
Go away, Fantasia's baby daddy.
So, R. Kelly made a really poor decision this week.
R. Kelly has made nothing but poor decisions since 1993.
Well, this is another one. Besides the fact that he dresses like Sticky from the Proud Family.
He absolutely does.
I don't know what he was thinking this week when he decided that he wanted to tweet questions from his fans, or he wanted questions from his fans. He said,
"Nope,
I want all my," because you know he has that new album coming out called Black Panties, and then the cover looks like,
the cover is so bad, my nigga. It's just,
it looked like a bowl of Cocoa Puffs that's just been sitting on the table all day. I want all my fans and everyone out there to know that this is really me answering your questions. So fire away, hashtag Ask R. Kelly.
How?
Why didn't anyone say
no?
This isn't
no
a great idea.
You can't. You're R. Kelly. You cannot. You are not Ariana Grande. You can't do Twitter chats and ask your
even fans Ariana say, Grande saying, "Hey, ask me questions," is setting yourself up. I hardly can even log into Ask FM anymore because it's always some bullshit in there.
Oh, I don't
you're giving
even
the people
know.
To like. But you of all people, that's like Chris Brown logging on and saying, "Hey, girl, ask me a question." That's like,
like, you know, like that you are in the public eye for fucking up. So why would you invite millions of strangers to ask you questions on
you
the
know,
internet?
Like, maybe R. Kelly isn't as hip as he wants people to think that he is.
Sometimes he dresses like somebody's old uncle who kind of think he's still cool, but he
exactly.
Ain't.
So maybe he thinks that he is, and he just really truly does not understand Twitter. Like, you wear Soldier Boy's yummy sneakers or whatever, girl, and that's fine with your spray ground backpack like me. Like, I get it. I understand. But see, the thing about Twitter is nobody gives a fuck, and they're gonna say whatever the fuck they
that's
want
true.
To, and people will say things like, they will, people will ask you to die. Like, people will ask you to kill yourself.
Yeah.
Like, no one really gives a shit. So I'm just gonna go ahead and share some of the questions that they sent to Lady Robert.
Oh no.
First, Brokey McPoverty asked, "What was your social media manager thinking?"
Yes, that
and
is
I think
a
that we should
really
start
good
with
question.
That. I think we should start with that.
Yes,
because that is probably the
what
most.
What was your social media manager thinking? You did this without approval. You went rogue and you were like, "Fuck it, I'm doing a Twitter chat. Nobody can stop me. Balls to the wall."
Someone asked, "How did you get so many people to forget that you're a pedophile?"
What?
Someone said, "Is her body still calling, or did her parents let her use the house phone?"
Oh my God, no! Ooh, that's terrible.
There are a few more. No, we're not done. I was on a public toilet. No, that one's disgusting.
Oh,
someone asked, "Do you pay for your girls' prom dresses?" Someone said, "Oh, R. Kelly only answered 16 questions. This pervert really can't do anything over 18. It was just like a lot of Bossy said, "I thought she reminded you of your Jeep. Why did it turn out she reminded you of a Power Wheel?"
Oh my God, I cannot.
There was just
breathe.
A lot of like, this was just like,
I
you
really
know, all
wish
day this.
Y'all, I really wish y'all weren't making me laugh about the fact that this man is a child molester. Like, it's not funny, but it's funny.
Like
what he did, not funny at all. But you niggas getting on the internet and dragging him for it, hilarious.
Because what were you thinking?
Why would you do that? Like,
why
I can't think
that?
Of any celebrity who has had, no, just fuck it, any celebrity. I know every now and then, like, Kelly Rowland does it, but for the general celebrity public,
people relatively respect Kelly Rowland.
I think they do too. But if you know the public perception of you is poor, and Robert Kelly has to know,
you
this.
Have to.
You have
you
to.
You live on
know
planet Earth, and you have a working brain.
People really think you're a terrible fucking person. Now, R. Kelly, I don't know you, so I don't know whether you're a good person, but I know what niggas think about you. And I
know, you know what, that's what it is. You could be, you know, donating all of the money to the Philippines and going to church every single Sunday.
I very much doubt
but
it.
I doubt it. But you know what people think about you. You know what, like, why would you invite people to turn this into something stupid? Why was there no one there who said, before you hit send, let's talk about it.
And did they learn nothing from JP Morgan? I think it was JP Morgan. They were going to do like a Twitter chat. This is white Twitter did this first, mm-hmm. just so we know. And they were like, send your questions to Ask JP Morgan or whatever. I hope that's the right company. And white people went in. Like, how do you sleep at night with the souls of the people whose lives you've ruined dancing in your nightmares and shit? Or are you going to take my house from me next? Or like, really just completely dragged them. And then JP Morgan was like, you know what? This was a bad idea and we'll come up with something else. They ran through that hashtag and was like, ooh, abort, 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 cancel, stop right. Christmas.
Actually, you know what? Never mind. We thought about it. And
it just was. So after that, I don't know why any. And that's a huge company that, you know, I mean, they do some things that people think are shady and then they do some things that people think are good. So why R. Kelly thought that was going to be a good idea and that anybody other than the teenage girls that he should legally stay away from would send him a nice or genuine question anyway blows my fucking mind.
Like, another celebrity did this. I feel like it wasn't that long ago and I can't remember who it was. No one of y'all know. But another celebrity did some shit. I mean, I'm not talking about Carrie Hilson because, you know, this was Carrie Hilson's life.
Carrie Hilson would not do this.
No, Carrie Hilson didn't ask questions. Carrie Hilson would just tweet, I'm just happy to be alive. And everyone be like, God damn it, still. Like, shit like that.
Right. But you better thank Beyonce for letting you live. Like, that's exactly right. How people would do
So I don't, like, if that bitch would just tweet just her regular old cereal-eating ass self and people would drag her for it, what the hell made you think pissing on fucking 14-year-olds or 16-year-olds, however that old child
however old.
You was going to come on here and tell people to ask you. He really thinks that people have forgotten.
And it's not even, I mean, that one incident was bad enough as far as I'm concerned, but I have heard countless
stories
and girls in Chicago who are like, R. Kelly used to post up around the high schools. R. Kelly used to give me and my friend home. R. Kelly used to buy us McDonald's. Like, R. Kelly been scheming on these girls in the Chicago area for a long, long time. So, you know, this national pissing incident was bad enough. But then hearing the reinforcements from the women who live there just cements it for me. Like, this nigga really ain't shit. Like, at all.
Okay. Well, live long and prosper, Black Twitter. Some things you can actually get right.
I feel like there's levels to this Black Twitter shit, and some of them ain't completely bad, but then most of them are terrible.
Yeah, most of it is garbage, but every now and then, when a celebrity or a company just does something absolutely ridiculous, and Black Twitter will just, like, embarrass the fuck out of them for 27 whole hours.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay.
But then Black Twitter also can take regular subjects and just run them into the fucking ground to where you don't give a shit anymore.
Oh no, I'm not caping for Black Twitter at all, because I mean, there's still, like, Paul Walker's death. I say rest in peace, so I log off. Same thing with Nelson Mandela. I mean, every single time I open my MacBook and look at TweetDeck, someone's talking about nudes or dicks or whatever, the $200 right. dates or fatherless people or whatever. So I don't really give a shit about it.
I don't even understand how you could talk about sex all day on the internet
with complete strangers.
Why don't you just go have sex? Like, I just don't understand how you can talk about this subject all day.
Like, every single day there's a survey about squirting or eating ass, whether it's right or wrong, whether or not he's really gay, women and their body counts, dick sucking when it's appropriate. Like, how
condoms,
about,
like,
we
oh
try
God.
Out some discretion?
How about y'all all just don't even get me started on relationships and how none of these people are capable of having one, because if they could, they would surely shut the fuck up about it. Like, maybe y'all talk about relationships all day every day because you're horrible at it. Maybe you should just stop talking and start figuring out where you're going wrong. But anyway,
I mean, there are lots of people who are on Twitter, Black and otherwise, who talk about sex and relationships, and they don't talk about it every day, but they talk about it and they make good points and it can be an interesting conversation. But I mean, if you're talking about whether or not a bitch should be squirting and, you know, whether you should drink it and all kinds of just classless shit like you bitches are talking about every day, like, it's like, okay, like, go take a power nap, bitch.
Look at us completely off topic and just going off into whatever the fuck train of thought we're
sure,
on.
Sure, I'll take that and say social media. And then from social media, we'll talk about the president's selfie with Prime Minister Halle Thorning-Schmidt.
Have I said that I really hate the term selfie? Because I really do. I hate it.
It's probably in the dictionary now, so there's not really much.
I despise it. I get so annoyed, but you know how I am about new things. When people do things to words, I don't like it. Don't change words.
Okay.
Don't make up new words that I don't approve of.
So, President Barack Obama, first of all, rest in peace to Nelson Mandela.
Yeah. Of course.
Again, like I said on Twitter, I'm not really sad about it because he was badass and he changed the world. He was revolutionary and he lived to 95.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just grateful for him and honored to know him and be able to keep his memory alive in ways. So they had the, you know, ceremony, the memorial for him. And President Obama was sitting next to the Prime Minister of Denmark, who is, you know, a grown white lady, blonde hair and such.
Looks exactly like you would think a woman from Denmark would look.
I don't know what a woman from Denmark would look like.
Well, they look like that. They look like that Prime Minister.
Okay, sure. So in some of the photographs that the people took and uploaded, you can see the president and the prime minister taking a photo together, a selfie, which no matter who you are, where you are, when you look at someone taking a selfie, they look crazy.
They do.
It doesn't matter.
The best thing is walking in a room and catching somebody take a selfie, because they look, even though I hate the word, I will use it because self-taken photo is ridiculous. So, but when you walk in a room and catch somebody with that whole face that they do and like posing for selfies or whatever, they look so embarrassed and they try to play it off real quick.
I think it's just like the front facing thing, like just holding this camera out and posing in it. It just kind of looks funny.
You know, you look ridiculous. Like, you know it. But whatever, I don't care. I took one with Janelle Monáe and I would do it again. I don't give a shit.
I mean, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with selfies. I'm just saying you have to admit, like, watching someone take one is just kind of
funny. It absolutely is. It looks ridiculous.
Anyway, so they're taking this picture, and in all the photographs that had come up, or most of the photographs that came up at first, Michelle was not partaking in any of the social media festivities, and in fact, she looked over it.
Like, I actually don't want to be on Instagram. I'm kind of in the audience for a fucking funeral right now. So I just kind of, her whole facial expression looks like, whatever they doing, I ain't got time for it.
And so at first, when I saw the pictures on Twitter, everyone was talking about it. And they were like, oh, Michelle's over it. She's going to have to cut this white bitch because Barack is flirting with. And you know what? Michelle has been victim of lots. First of all, this happens to a lot of famous people in photos. It can translate into like a multitude of things. Mm-hmm. And so it's happened to her a couple of times. I don't remember who she was sitting next to at that ceremony where she was it Newt
Gingrich?
Oh, yes. I can't say his fucking name. I feel like, I don't remember
who
it was.
She probably was looking at him crazy because he's a dickhead.
I don't remember who it was, but she was sitting next to someone and then she had like a side eye for real. Mm-hmm. But I was like, that's not to say, you know, it could be anything, you know? So, and then there was like the dog that allegedly knocked over that little white girl, and then people were like, oh, this beast. And then if you watch the video of it, the dog didn't even touch her. So I just said, you know, it's funny because Michelle, like, you could make jokes about this and be like, look, Michelle is the first lady and she's not having no goddamn Olivia's poping around the goddamn White House.
Good
That's night. Not gonna motherfucking happen. She will cut you. She will cut whoever you believe in, bitch. Listen.
Black people just have to make everything niggerish.
So there were tons of jokes of, obviously, again, Black Twitter going off or whatever. And a lot of them were funny and a lot of them were just tasteless. And, you know, it is what it is. This happens on Twitter and social media, blah, blah, blah. I didn't really think too much of it until I saw the last photo and like this cluster of photos. Mm-hmm. There was one where Michelle and Barack actually switched seats. And then the look on that picture where you saw they switched seats and that white lady was looking at her phone, her face was giving, should I delete this? I guess I shouldn't. Maybe I shouldn't post this on Instagram at all because she looks like she might chop
me
in the
throat. Maybe I should just lock my phone.
And then the black lady who was sitting next to her was looking like, bitch, I tried to tell you this whole time. I was whispering to you this entire time. You just didn't want to listen, bitch. You want to take pictures with me? Okay.
I want to know who took the pictures of the president.
So let's go there.
Okay.
Because Again, I tried to not give it much. I thought at the very most, maybe she just thought that it was inappropriate to be taking those pictures in time and place.
Which
you know,
it was.
But the photographer, a guy named Roberto Schmidt, said that it was basically a whole bunch of shit the internet made up. He said he had no idea that that was going to happen and people were going to react that way. He was really just taking pictures of the president and Michelle and...
Because that's what he's
doing
supposed to do.
Doing his job.
Right.
He was just taking photos.
So
he
not
said
like
that
trying to
if
be
you
shady.
Actually watch, like if you were there, he said that she, not too long before they took the picture together, she was laughing and talking to them too and smiling and things like that. And there were a couple other pictures of like of Barack like kissing her on the hand. And there was a picture where she was smiling at the lady and stuff. So it was just another thing where people take it, you know, pictures and
yeah,
it turned into another thing.
Make up their own story and run with it.
Right. And apparently, like he said there were a ton of people who were there laughing and dancing and celebrating Mandela. It wasn't like a morbid, sad affair at all.
Yeah.
So he didn't think that them taking a selfie was even inappropriate. So
I do draw the line at selfies during a funeral, but if the overall atmosphere
he said
is
it was
one
a carnival
celebration instead
right.
of, you know, like a really somber kind of dark mood, then okay, whatever. Like I'm not gonna sit here and be like, oh, the president is terrible for, you know, taking pictures at a funeral or whatever. Like I just thought when it came across my internet timelines, I felt like this really just wasn't that big of a deal and people were
yeah.
making a whole lot out of nothing. Like, okay, so
it was funny, but I didn't believe in it.
I just like I get it, but I'm not the type to
because
make
you know something. Worst case scenario, I feel like if somebody did try Michelle's husband, she would lightly, I don't feel like she would put hands on somebody,
right.
even though she could probably whoop your ass.
No, I mean, I'm sure.
But I feel like she would definitely be like, okay, you switch seats. And then she would turn this woman and politely say, like, now, I know that you're a minister of prime over there in Denmark with you and your great ladies who look like you, apparently.
You are a
but
miss.
One thing about it, sweetheart, I will ruin you. Okay, keep together.
Like,
But I just feel like no
so
one's going to try them.
Preposterous, because who would?
Right.
Who would try the president knowing that Michelle Obama exists? Why would you do it? It just seems like just so, that is just so damn dumb. So for people to just kind of make up this whole fake backstory and have all these jokes going on and blah, 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 over a situation that was clearly not what they were making it out to be, it just seems stupid. But whatever, as long as y'all laugh, I guess.
Let's talk about the Grammys.
Oh, no, I'm not watching the Grammys.
So there's just a few things that we should mention.
Okay, have fun.
First of all, Beyonce is now the most nominated female artist ever for the Grammys.
Congratulations.
Again, with no album.
That
no single.
That Beyonce, she just...
So, I mean...
You better go
you hate
ahead.
It when yeah. we... We give it to her, but
how can
I mean,
we not give it to her?
She gives it to us, like which is life.
You see her being the king of the universe. Like all we're doing is acknowledging the fact that she runs the fucking world.
Like
it just is what it is. It's not even us being extra. She just does, nigga. Just look at her.
She spreads diamond encrusted life on my Ritz cracker daily.
Every day.
If you're mad about it, that's fine.
That is perfectly fine. I personally am just going to give thanks to God for creating Beyonce. I appreciate it.
Jay-Z is actually leading the nominations this year. So it's just kind of like a Carter affair. He's got nine nominations.
It's just like, you're fantastic. I'm fantastic. We're fantastic together.
I'm sure they've already given Blue hers. So,
yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. Also, in the nominee pool here, Kendrick Lamar, Justin Timberlake, Pharrell, and Macklemore, and whatever his face. They all have seven nominations.
My goodness, that is a lot.
I guess.
Macklemore, that is a lot for somebody who's not even that great of a rapper.
I mean...
Not even... Like, remember when white rappers had to be really good?
Eminem.
But just remember when the bar was higher for white rappers? I think Jamila was talking about this the other day. It used to be that if you weren't black and you tried to break into this black industry, that we held you to a higher standard of quality because you're an outsider coming into this. But Macklemore is garbage. I'm sorry. That Same Love or Be Gay or whatever that fucking song is called, it's terrible, bitch. It sounds like
Be Gay.
It sounds like Sesame Street's version of like a rap song. It's horrible.
And you know, there was a tweet, because I think he was actually on Sesame Street, And there was like a photo.
Oh, of course he was.
There was a photo of him with Oscar the Grouch and he was in the trash can. And someone, I'm going to find it because it's in my favorites. Someone tweeted that photo of him in the trash can and said, I love symbolism or something like that. And I was like, that's brilliant.
You're in the garbage because you are garbage.
Anyway.
You and that Fisher Price ass song. But
I just really don't, like, I don't have a problem with Macklemore. I just don't see what the hype is about. Like, I don't think that the songs he's put out have been all that great. And I think
they
a lot of people
not.
Like him because he tries to be, like, the champion for minorities. Like, look at me, I'm this white guy who makes rap music, but I think gay people should be able to get married. And I think that racism is, like, wrong. Like, when you want that AMA, and then he was just, like, randomly, like, saying how racial profiling is wrong, which it is. And it's great that he acknowledges that, but it just...
Yeah,
I don't
but
know.
We don't
to
need
me,
you to do
it
that.
It just kind of feels like trying too hard. I'm just speaking for myself. This is just me speaking. Like, and he doesn't have music that I could just be like, anyway, like his personality to me is kind of sketchy, but anyway, I fuck with that record. I'm just speaking for myself.
Yeah.
I just don't really see the hype is, but apparently people like him. That's fine. Drake and Daft Punk have 5 nominees. Bruno Mars, Lorde, and Taylor all have 4.
Congratulations to all of them.
So, you know, that's cute for them.
James Fauntleroy has 10, and I'm so inspired by him. He is my new, one of my very new role models, because obviously, if you don't know who Fauntleroy is, you will after the Grammys, but...
I'm not sure how Fauntleroy's been putting in work.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, when you're a songwriter and kind of behind the scenes, a lot of people don't really know
He's
your name off top.
He's done a couple of features in the past.
Yeah,
year.
I think Girls Love Beyonce really pushed him to the forefront,
you know,
for a lot
I hate
of people.
Their damn song.
And that's, yeah, really, Girls Love Beyonce really grew on me. It really did. But I feel like, you know, congratulations to him. But some of the people they snubbed.
Yeah, so go ahead.
I just, like, really, Recording Academy, fuck your entire event, because, bitch, The Electric Lady is the best album of 2013, bar none, hands down, period. That's the end of the fucking story, bitch. Close the book and put it back on the shelf. It just is. And so for it to have zero nominations, the only excuse is if they didn't submit that album for anything. That is the only excuse for it not getting any nominations. Like, I'm so annoyed by that I'm just not watching that damn show. I don't give enough of a shit about it to
what
watch
Beyonce
it.
Beyonce performs.
I'll watch it on YouTube. I am.
Okay.
I'm serious. No, I'm serious about this. I feel that strongly about Janelle Monáe, and every time I'm around her, I get emotional, and she's just always so sweet. I say every time, like, it's been twice,
yeah,
but still,
twice.
Whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
I love just
because
love her.
Sisters.
Right,
yeah.
No, we're clearly sorors. She crossed before I did, but that's fine.
Okay.
And we take selfies and hug each other, and we had a moment because she's from Kansas and I'm from Oklahoma, so it was just like, girl, like, you just get it, like, we get each other. And I just love her. But all that aside, even if she wasn't, like, a fantastic person, even though she is, her album is fucking phenomenal. Period. It is so good. And I just don't understand how it has 0 Grammy nominations. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Well, you know what?
Like,
K-Michelle,
I want somebody to
doesn't
explain.
Understand why she doesn't have
any. K-Michelle!
I'm talking
about The Electric Lady, and you bring up that bargain bin ass bottom shelf in the liquor store ridiculous ass flavored condom album. I don't even know. K-Michelle, whatever. I listened to it once. I really did. I gave it an honest shot. I tried anyway. It was entirely too hood radish for my taste, and I just did not care for it. But whatever it's called, I don't know. It doesn't matter. My house smell like an old pack of red meat. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Fuck K-Michelle. They don't give a shit about K-Michelle. She did get on Twitter, like, indignant. Like, how dare y'all?
Yeah.
Not nominate my shit out.
Whatever. It happens every single year. Someone
talking about a loud black girl with opinions is too much for y'all or whatever. Like, no, they actually love black girls with opinions. Your album is just
they
trash.
Probably don't like your album or
and who can
know.
Blame them? Your album is bad. Like,
and if they, you know, kind of did judge you off of your opinion, I mean, off of your personality. I mean,
who could blame them? I don't.
It's not an opinion when you're chucking plates and candlesticks and things, people.
Your music's not good enough to support your shitty
attitude.
Actually,
I don't even want to do this anymore.
Are we off her?
Yeah, because what? Gross. So anyway, yeah, Janelle Monáe definitely deserved a nomination.
Thank you for letting me get that off my chest.
Yeah, that's. I knew that you needed to get that out. Okay, well, I'm glad you got to share your.
It's okay. Your emotions. Still the Electric Lady. She's still the shit. She's still performing and touring with Prince. She still has Erykah Badu on her album. Like, she's still the shit.
Shout out to Erykah Badu, who's the new face of Givenchy.
Yes, she is. I saw that too. I said, you go on here then.
About time that you recognize her beauty. Now it's time to catch up.
Erykah Badu is just flaw free, nigga. She is.
There's
gorgeous.
Not a single. I mean, she is just flawless.
She is. Was that the window seat video when she ran naked through Dallas
and
got a
people
ticket?
People were livid.
I love her.
They were pissed. Oh, they were so angry about
it. Yeah,
that.
They were pretty mad. Whatever. Mm-hmm. She's everything. If I had Erykah Badu's body, you would have to force me to put clothes on every time I left the house. Like, girl, oh, nigga, please. Clothes? Bitch, do you see me? Clothes for what? I don't. No, girl. I might put on a long t-shirt. I might. And that's being generous.
Well, that's it for Hot Topics this week.
Woo. Okay.
Let's take a break and unfurl our tits, and we'll be right back.
All right.
So do not forget, as always, go check out our sponsor, that Hulu Plus. Right now, if you go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead, you can try out their free extended trial. That's 2 weeks of free Hulu Plus content. It's normally $7.99 a month, which ain't bad at all, girl. Don't you lie. But you can go over there now and try it out all for free. There are tons of amazing shows on there, including Scandal, Revenge, The Mindy Project, South Park, and many, 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 many more. And also Hulu originals like The Wrong Man's and Behind the Mask. So check it out. Get your life. There are many, 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 many titles, and it's awesome. I use it all the time. So.
Yeah. Not only do they have thousands of different movie and TV shows, but you can also watch on so many different devices. You can watch on your iPad, your Roku, your Xbox, your PS3, of course, on your laptop. So head on over, you guys, to HuluPlus.com/TheRead for that free 2-week trial and catch up on all your favorite shows like New Girl and Community and, of course, Scandal. Like Kid Fury said, we are utterly obsessed. That is HuluPlus.com/TheRead. Head on over now, sign up for that 2-week trial, and enjoy.
And we're back.
Oh, look at that. Here we are again. You guys, now is time for our listener letter portion of the show. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com, and we just might read it on air. And we have not one motherfucker, but two updates this week. The first one comes from Monique. Remember Monique? She found out that a down low guy at her job was talking to a girl, and the girl didn't know. And we told her, Monique, stay out that bullshit. Like, we know you're probably light skinned and you want to help, but girl, don't do it. So Monique emailed us back and said, I just wanted to update you guys on my work situation. I'm writing this letter from a sensitivity training at my job.
Oh, well, we'll see what decision you made.
No. Just like y'all said, the shit hit the fan. I followed y'all's advice on not telling my coworker that the other coworker is gay.
Okay.
But one day, the down low coworker's boyfriend came to our job to pick him up, and he introduced himself to everyone. So once the female coworker found out, she was very upset with the entire staff. She has now stopped talking to all of us. So whoop, there it is. Die welp. And P.S. I'm not light skinned. Thanks, though. So. I'm sure you're glad you stayed out of that bullshit like we told you to do, because you see that it got messy. But as long as your hands are clean, then oh well.
There it is.
Let the girl be mad. And our next update comes from Anonymous. The girl who, was it last week or was it 2 weeks ago, when she was talking about how she wanted to get to know, like she had been talking to her best friends first, like that guy, and they hadn't dated, but...
What's her update?
I'm just trying to make sure people remember.
I don't think I'm going
about.
To remember, period.
Okay, well, so for those of you who do, she wrote us back and said, me and Mr. Man still communicate on a daily basis, and he is showing consistency like no other guy really has before. I still want to take my friend's feelings into consideration, so I'm definitely keeping things slow, and I'm not going to flaunt him around. However, I'm kind of disappointed in the feedback I got from writing in, because the topic immediately jumped to sex. That wasn't even on my radar because I have an incurable STD, so I definitely have to take things slow with guys, but that's a whole different story right there. I feel bad that people in the comments were saying that I'm nasty and shady. I just wrote in because the issue crossed my mind. Sorry I'm not perfect, and you guys all are, and you've never had a bad decision. Okay. Like I said, they were a fling and they never even went out on one date, and it wasn't love, so I wasn't sure if it was okay. The way people are screwing these days, a lot of us are bound to talk to someone that has screwed someone we know. That's just life. And all these quote unquote girl codes are the reason why our gender has so many damn issues now. Anyway, I will keep you posted on the situation with these two.
Okay.
Well, you do that. I don't really understand why you were confused about the feedback you received, but all right, ain't no
I mean, well,
my
she
dick.
Says that, you know, the sex was never a part of it, and I don't
so then
remember
why are you
this letter.
To him? I don't
remember this letter at all, to be quite honest with you. And so if you felt like people were judging you for wanting to fuck him, I mean, girl, I don't remember it at all. All I can say,
she was trying
is that
to, she was talking to like her best friend, the guy that her best friend lost virginity to. She was talking to that guy.
Okay, so either way you slice it, I feel like that's wrong, whether you're ready to fuck him or not. That's just my personal opinion. I don't think that you're like a slut or a hoe or anything like that, girl. I just don't think that is morally okay. That's just how I feel. There are tons of other people who feel completely different. Do you?
Yeah, I can't say that I agree with pretty much anything you wrote in that letter or this one, but good luck to you anyway. And let's move on. Our first question this week comes from, well, she asked me not to use her real name. She said to use the name Lil Will, so I don't know. Whatever. Okay. This is, y'all are crazy. So Lil Will wrote in and said, my husband bought me tickets to the Beyonce concert. And
work.
After, right. That's fantastic.
Great husband.
And after finding out that he didn't really want to go, I got the bright idea to invite my best friend. Although I knew at the time she couldn't afford to buy the ticket, I trusted her and it was June, so I figured that would give her plenty of time before the concert to get the money together since it wasn't until December. Well, December came around and we're getting ready to go to the concert, but she has not given me anything towards the tickets or the hotel. My husband took note of how much everything was costing and let me know that he doesn't want her to go if she can't pay for at least the hotel, which ended up being $50.
All right.
I told her what the deal was, and she proceeded to tell me how messed up it was that I let her know with such short notice and decided to ignore me. I felt bad at first because she's been going through a lot this year and everything was already paid for. And I didn't really want to go with anyone else but her until I spoke to her mother and she told me that my friend said I was going to give her the tickets as a gift, which I never said. I even considered just not going to the show at all, but who was I kidding? It's Beyonce.
Okay.
Right.
Come to your
motherfucking
senses,
bitch. And I've been planning to go
bitch.
To her concert since life was but a dream. So I ended up going with my husband and got my life all by myself, but my friend and I are still not talking. I think she should be the one to hit me up because it wasn't my fault that she didn't go, and it almost feels like she tried to ruin this for me. I'd hate to lose her as my best friend, but I refuse to kiss her ass. What do you all think? Am I wrong?
Grow up.
Girl.
First of all, why didn't the husband want to go?
Like, he bought tickets, I guess, because he knew she really wanted to go, but I guess he just wasn't that big of a Beyonce fan or just didn't feel like being around that
So how the fuck you giving your wife two tickets as a gift, but then you telling her what she can and can't do with it?
That's what I don't, like, I'm sorry, Ill Will. This is, you and your husband are fucked up. Like, he gave you the tickets. It was a gift. So, like, you didn't pay your husband back for the tickets. So when you said to your friend, do you want to go to this Beyonce concert with me? You know, the tickets
and
are $200.
Why does your why does your friend have to pay for the gifts if the tickets if you didn't pay for them? Am I wasted? I'm not really sure.
No, but I completely agree with you. I don't understand why if you felt that way about it, why didn't you tell her in June if you want the ticket it's $175
exactly.
And then the hotel put in on that is $25. So just run me $200.
Why would you tell her? Why would you wait for her to give you something if you didn't say anything?
Why
and
would
then,
you wait until December when she probably don't have an extra $200 laying around because niggas is getting ready for the holidays and be like, oh yeah,
and
girl.
You have no idea what she's going I have no idea what she's going through financially anyway, so maybe
I took a lot out of the letter because it was very verbose, but the friend had been going through a lot of bullshit this year with like her.
You don't have to go into details.
Yeah, it was just like she and so this friend, the friend with the Beyonce tickets, has been paying for stuff and kind of like being a good friend and trying to be there for her and
okay,
support her
it.
Over the past several months, but that does not take away from the fact that you should have said something to her in June about paying for these tickets.
If
you should
your
have
intention
like,
was to get money from her for these things, or your husband's, or whoever the fuck the idea this was,
right,
to get money for this stuff in June, you should have said that shit in June.
Right. This is the if it was already all paid for, why would you be so petty? Like, it just seems like you didn't really want to do it, and you let your husband's feelings about it persuade you. And so over $50, your man went to a show he didn't really want to go to. You got your life by yourself instead of with your close friend. And now y'all not even speaking. Like, was all that worth $50 to you? It don't sound worth
this
it to
me. This just sounds like really silly. I don't think that it's anything that is even that deep, like, at all. I think that if you really want to talk to your friends or patch things up with your friend, you need to grow up and you need to contact her and say, I think we should have a conversation, accept, you know, your flaws in this situation, and I hope that she can accept hers or whatever the case, and let bygones be bygones and move on. I don't think it's something that's so deep that y'all shouldn't, you know, be able to speak to each other or whatever like that. But right. Girl, you had, like, this isn't like your friend didn't do shit wrong where she should be reaching out to you and all that stuff. And I went to the Beyonce concert with my man because, oh, she... No.
Because she didn't have $50 or, like, whatever. It just seems really petty and just really
dumb.
Yeah,
this is really dumb. That's silly. Like, call your friend and talk to her like an adult. Thanks.
There you go. And our last letter comes from D. And this is a little bit... I'll just read it. And then... Okay. So D said, my friends and I need your help. What do you guys feel is the best way, if any, to tell a friend that she is making a fool of herself, crushing on a man who doesn't want her? Our friend just turned 22. She's mature for her age, but still young and dumb, and it's obvious she has a crush on her 25-year-old mutual friend who she refers to as just her quote-unquote good friend. But even Stevie Wonder could see that this girl is sprung and anxiously waiting for the day he decides he wants her more than just a taxi, a maid, and occasional ass.
Oh, Jesus.
He's very popular because he's a semi-professional model, and he's a hoe and a half who makes it known that he doesn't want a relationship or anything serious.
First of all, can we get into the shade of semi-professional model?
Right. This girl's clowning her friends, and I love it. You would fit right in with me and my friends. So, he's my boy, and I love him to death, but no self-respecting woman would take him seriously because he's fucked up in every relationship he's ever had. He's a college frat boy stuck in a grown man's body. However, our friend is constantly talking about him, hanging out with him at his beck and call, and doing the typical schoolgirl crush shit like posting subliminal lyrics and quotes online. She always tries to be the first to like just about anything he posts on Instagram, even if it's just him with other women. And she tries to get in good with his fraternity brothers and close friends and family.
Oh,
I know, this is bad. One of us in our group has casually brought it up to her before and she got really defensive. But we all think she needs someone to hold a mirror to her for her to see how stupid she looks. He makes it obvious that she's nothing more than a tally mark on his long list of conquests, but she is beyond pressed and it shows. How can we lovingly tell her, girl, give it up because he does not want you? Ooh.
Girl.
How do you do that?
This is another case of some shit that ain't your goddamn business. That's all that this is. Like, some friends, like, you... Here's the thing. Sometimes you really need... When you care for your friend, this is another one of those situations where you have a conversation and you leave it at that. That's what it is. Like, you can't control the way that someone feels. You can't control the actions that someone else is going to make, friend or otherwise. So, if you feel that way, I totally say sit her down and be like, so, sweetie, listen, everybody knows that you like Jabroshi.
Yeah, that's a cute name.
No, it isn't. I thought of Jabroni and Yoshi at the same time. Everyone knows you like Jab and... you know, it's cute or whatever. Like, I totally get it. But, sweetie, first of all, like, he's a hoe. So, they, you know, that's reason enough. And then, secondly, like, he doesn't really, you know, I just don't want you to hurt. I don't want you to get your feelings hurt. Like, I'm just saying, like, you know, there are plenty of other... Have that conversation with her.
Right.
And, you know, leave it at that. If she gets defensive, let her get defensive. And after that conversation, hopefully everyone comes out of it unscathed.
Yeah.
And you back off and you let her do whatever the fuck she wants to. And then if she falls on her face, you be there to pick her back up and do not say, I told you so.
Oh,
no,
that's where we're going to disagree. If she falls on her face, be like, bitch, didn't I tell you not to mess around with this dumbass nigga?
No one likes that.
Okay, well, you know what? I still told you so. Shit, don't come crying to me if I told your ass to leave the nigga alone and you didn't listen. Why would you come crying to me about that? I told you not to talk to him. Why are you being dumb? Like, I don't think all of you, I don't think it should be like a posse of y'all, like, going up to her and being like,
yeah,
listen, girl,
it's not intervention.
Because
it's
then she's going to feel attacked and automatically be defensive. But I think it's good if one person has, like, this conversation with her. And it sounds like they already tried. And she still was just like,
You've already crossed his path, then leave her the fuck alone.
Listen, sometimes you just got to let your friend fuck up. Sometimes you got to let her bust the ass. Sometimes you got to let her get pregnant and get left by her baby daddy to find out that she should have listened to you in the first place. I mean,
if
you have to let people make their mistakes.
Pregnancy, unplanned pregnancy, unprepared pregnancy, it's a pretty big mistake.
Yeah, but you cannot stop that. Like, I have had many friends get pregnant by dudes that I told them, you know, out of friendly concern, girl, this nigga ain't shit.
Sweetheart, take her to Red Lobster, put a couple biscuits in her, and have this conversation with her, and at the end, pull some magnums out and give them to her, and, you know, hopefully she's got a pill or two or whatever it is that you take, and just be like, well, girl, at the very least, make sure that your coochie stay clean and that you don't have any babies, if it even gets there.
Like, but I do understand how you would be frustrated, because it's like, You obviously want to reach out to your friend. You want to help her out. You don't want her to go through a shitty situation. But if she just insists on dragging herself through the shit, girl, then just let her get shitty.
That's what I'm saying. There's nothing you can do.
Let her get shitty.
Leave her the fuck alone.
Let her get shitty. She'll be all right eventually one day.
Okay.
All right.
Is that it? Are we finished?
Yeah, that's it for listener letters.
Awesome. Let's take a break. So do not forget, as always, our sponsors over at Audible are offering you delicious treats. If you go to audiblepodcast.com/read, you can get access to a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial. Audible has tons and tons, like 150,000 some odd titles, including Mastery of Love, Mindy Kaling's book, All of the Hunger Games, things that I read, The Four Agreements. These are the books that I love, but they have so many titles, you're bound to find something that you will enjoy yourself.
Yeah, it's audiblepodcast.com/read. Head on over now, you guys. You get a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial. Like Kid Fury said, they have all kinds of titles, over 150,000, and they have bestsellers like Eternal Fire and Sycamore Row. So head on over. There's all kinds of different devices you can use. They've got Whisper Sync, so you can go back and forth between your Kindle and reading the book without losing your place. It's audiblepodcast.com/read. It's a free 30-day trial and a free audiobook. So head on over, download something, whatever you like, whatever genre is your favorite. They definitely have it over at Audible. So check it out now. It's audiblepodcast.com/read.
And let's finish this girl up.
All right.
Okay. So now we have to do the read.
Yep. It's time for that. And so I guess I'll go first this week. I just am mildly annoyed, I guess, because one of the many things I feel subjected to as like a woman on the internet is dealing with men and their comments about women's bodies, even if women are not making themselves available like for public consumption. And so what I mean by that is like I get so fucking annoyed by men who feel like they need to point out things about women or because, you know, it's not what they're attracted to. Like, anybody fucking asked them to be attracted. Like, it doesn't, you can come to me and say you don't like my eyes or my leg or my titties or what the fuck ever else about me, but I didn't ask you to desire me, motherfucker. So leave me the fuck alone. And I get so sick of men who go online and they feel like it's like their need, like they have this desire to pick apart women who never asked to be subjected to their scrutiny in the first damn place. And it's not even just straight men. Like, it really comes from everybody, because I don't want to hear straight niggas telling me about how I need to do this in order to be a bad bitch or a good girl or whatever the fuck else. And then I also don't want to hear gay niggas telling me about how I need to have my makeup done a certain way, and I need to have a weave that looks like this, and I need heels and blah, 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 whatever the fuck else. And all these other ways that you feel like is like a woman should look. A woman can look however the fuck she wants to look. And I'm still just as much of a woman as any other woman. I don't have to dress up like Kim Kardashian or Beyonce every fucking day to be valued as a woman. I can go around in fucking t-shirt and jeans and my Uggs like I have on right now and every other day of my life and still be just as valid as a woman as I would be in a fucking ball gown. So quit fucking pulling us apart and trying to tell us what we need to change about ourselves, because I'm not here for your desire. I'm not here to turn you on. I'm not here to make you horny. I'm not here to fulfill your sexual desires. I'm here for girls. And not even just like in a sexual way. I'm here for the upliftment of women. That's my shit. That's what I do. I don't give a fuck about being sexy to you. You can actually kiss my ass about being sexy. This is not a concern of mine. It's not a priority. I'm here for other shit. So leave me the fuck alone about what you think I should look like or act like or whatever the fuck else, because it's not my business and I don't give a shit about it.
Okay.
And that's all there is to that.
Well, that was well said.
Thanks. What about you? You have a read this week?
My read is directed towards sagging pants. Now, this is the thing. I was on the train. We were actually on the train a few days ago.
Yep.
And saw a young, undoubtedly a Harlemite. I don't know. I'm not going to say where he was from. I don't know. He was just, you know, young man of color and had on these atrocious jeans with all kinds of little, like, Lisa Frank jewels on the back of it. I don't even know. It's just, well, why do they even make jeans like that for men or women? Like, dogs shouldn't even be wearing these ugly-ass bejeweled jeans that you niggas have. Anyway, the point is, they were under his ass, and I just don't, like, I don't want to sound like, you know, a 70 or, you know, like, an old person, because, you know, but it's true, like, pull your fucking pants up. I don't understand the sagging pants. The few times that I may run down to the corner store or I have gone, like when I was back home, hop in my car and drive to McDonald's or something like that and wouldn't put on a belt, it's so uncomfortable. And I'm a little juicier in the back than the average.
That's one way to put it.
And so usually jeans, it's already hard for me to find them. And, you know, most of the time if I'm not wearing a belt or something, they don't sag too far, but the point is, it's not comfortable, period.
What you dragging in that wagon?
So I don't understand you niggas, you grown ass adults who have your pants underneath your ass. You don't look comfortable. I know you're not comfortable. You look ridiculous. Just buy jeans that fit. Nobody's gonna judge you. Do they make these bejeweled jeans only at like Baby Gap or like Jimmy Jazz Jr.? I don't know where you get these. I don't understand the problem that you're having with finding jeans your size, but I assure you that you can find jeans that fit, that will sit on your waist, above your waist, and you will look classy and, you know, stylish or whatever. This whole thing, no one needs to see your fruit or your loom. We don't need it. I don't, like, we don't need to see that, sweetheart. You know, I understand. And the idea that it's like, because, you know, a lot of people say that it's gay.
Like, oh, Lord.
But, I mean, I'm not going to say that that's what it is. I think that it's just like,
I don't think it's gay because most gay men wouldn't ruin an outfit like that.
Exactly. Like, most gay men, like, but I understand, like, because you're, like, everyone's staring at your ass. Like, it's like you're inviting men and women to your cakes.
And
like,
I don't want to see it.
And I don't. I'm gay and I don't want it. I don't want to see it.
I'm gay interested. And I don't want it either.
I'm not interested. You look a fool. You look classless. It just, every time I see it, I think ash. Every time I see it, it gives me ashy. It makes me think of Black Ink Crew. I just don't like it. And so I just feel like it is full fucking time for you niggas to invest in belts and pants that fit. Just please do it. You look ridiculous. You look musty. It just, like, all I think of is just, like, toilet paper. Just to pull it up. I didn't ask for an invitation to your butt cheek, sis. Like, leave me alone.
Period.
That's it.
I love it. I don't even know how they walk like that. Like,
that's the thing. You can't. What are you doing?
How do you even walk with your pants belted below your ass? Like, your pants are belted. Like, you're not even belted, buttoned.
You know what?
Around your thighs. How?
I know one of you niggas, I feel like one of you either does this or you know someone who does this. And I'm asking a genuine question. Why? Just, I want to know why, seriously. Because it is not, you look physically incapable of walking because your pants are buttoned at your kneecaps. And I just, it doesn't, why and how is this happening? I'm seriously asking.
It just looks so, like, it's not even like a class thing. It's just like, what are you doing?
Like, why?
How do you even move?
Why? You are clearly uncomfortable and you look a mess. So I don't understand the purpose.
The worst part is that they keep pulling them up.
And then you have the nerve to be pulling it up.
So let me get this straight. Your pants don't fit because you won't button them on around your waist. So you have them all the way down your ass. And yet you keep pulling them up.
Do you understand that you could just buy pants that fit and just solve all of these problems? I don't understand. I'm confused. And you look like trash and you're being judged. So why don't you just Oh, girl.
Is there a belt shortage in this city? I don't feel like there is. I don't think there is.
I feel like they sell belts at like Dwayne Reed.
Yeah.
You get a belt at the deli damn near. Like, why don't you just buy one? There's no excuse. Just like there's no excuse for you to be musty and there's no excuse for you to be ashy. There's just no fucking excuse.
These things just shouldn't happen.
Good lotion is not that expensive.
Nope.
Granted, yes, I'm not out here trying to spend 99 cents on lotion because you will put it out and as soon as the fucking wind touches your skin, instant frosted mini weeds. Right there on the block. I get it. But a good lotion that will keep you nice and smooth and moisturized, it's not, there's just no excuse.
In Harlem a big ass tub of Shea Butter for $5 and that shit will last you 3.5 years.
I got
Shea Butter I bought when I moved here. That shit is still there. Like, it does not die. That Shea Butter lasts forever, nigga.
It is $5.
And it's $5.
No fucking excuse.
And it's right there on, you don't even have to go inside a store. It's right there on the fucking sidewalk in Harlem. Come on, nigga. Come on.
Right there on the street. I'm just not understanding. But you know what, girl? You know, you do you. Just know that I'm going to talk about you.
Amen.
Well, I'm done.
All right. So that wraps up another episode of The Read.
Do not forget to go to Hulu.com/The Read.
Yep, and get your free 2-week trial.
HuluPlus.com/3. You know, you have to be specific because some girls need it. And take out the extended trial and lots of titles. I just figured out that Dragon Ball Z is on there and they've added like tons more of more content. Oh. Dubbed and subtitled. And I'm just getting my animated anime Dragon Ball Kamehameha life.
Fantastic.
So yes, HuluPlus.com/3 also as well.
Yeah. Shout out to the great people at Billboard for having us at the Billboard Women in Music 2013 Awards on Tuesday. That was so fun and we had a great time. Shout out to Soledad O'Brien, who I met briefly and said some inappropriate things. And also shout out to Janelle Monae, who was very sweet while I rambled to her drunkenly and took a picture with me and bonded over being from the Southwest. So she's just perfect.
I apologize to any of the lovely women who were sitting at the table with us who were probably freaked out by all of my tears. I like randomly found out that like my closest friend in high school passed away this week and I was just like all over the place and I'm still a little wrecked from that, but the event itself was really great. Rest in peace, Crystal girl. I'll miss you. Thank you for being an awesome person. Thank you for being someone that I could trust and someone who I'd never felt like was judging me ever in high school. I will miss you forever, girl. There you go.
All right.
So this is The Read.
It is.
ThisIsTheRead.com,
Facebook and Twitter.com/ThisIsTheRead. And I think that's it.
I feel like we have something. The Houston show
is sold out. That's crazy because the venue is fucking huge. So,
Gigantamous.
Look, this is at least 3 times bigger than any other show we've done at the minimum. And so I cannot believe Houston, y'all showed out.
It's the Rob Kardashian.
Unreal. I cannot believe y'all sold out in 2 days. Bitch, we coming down there. We going to act a fool. I hope y'all are ready.
I just feel like this has to be like, we have to do something extra special.
Yeah, we're going to do something real stank for Houston. I don't know what. Yeah.
I don't know what yet, but we just have to because Houston has been just.
Really?
I've seen Houston in comments on social media on my accounts for just so long, and I'm so excited to finally be going there. And then for the first time, like, I just want to do everything. I just want to eat, and I want to see the nightlife, and I want to just get on a box Chevy on 27s and just
on 27s.
Like, yeah,
cool.
And I just want to, like, I just want to.
Houston is a fantastic city, one of my very favorites. Like y'all know, I'm so pumped.
Like, if we don't parking lot pimp, I'm not coming back.
There's We absolutely will. There's no worries.
Okay, so this is The Read again, girl. Thank you for listening and, you know.
Yep, iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio Talk, of course. And
oh, shout out to FlavorWire.
Oh, yeah, we just did an interview. Check the Twitter account for the show and also the Facebook should be posted on both. We just did an interview with the great guys over at FlavorWire, which is the culture blog for Flavor Pills. So thanks so much for having us. We enjoyed sitting down with you guys, and I hope you guys enjoy the interview.
And as always, fuck niggas, get cronuts.
Yep, that's it. Every single day of the week, bitch.
Goodbye.
Bye.